Welcome back to Candy Teeth Radio. We're here with Ian Wheelock.
Candy Teeth Radio.
Ian Wheelock.
And we're here with Luke Wong also, right?
Yep.
Correct?
You did get it right,
Luke Wong.
One of the few. Everyone does.
I have to be honest. I said it wrong to him first.
And he told, yeah, well, that's usually how it goes.
Because it's Wang. And I was like...
Those are the people that get it right, are the people who fuck up with my friends. And their
and the friends get them straight. Yep, and then it like proliferates.
Then they come to me, and I'm like, all right, cool, like, you got it.
That's all. You got something working right now.
People are learning how to pronounce stuff. It's cool.
Well, first of all, I got it from Instagram. And you kids on Instagram, you guys are adults here, but what I'm saying is, you kids on Instagram with your names and shit, you know what I'm saying? Getting a little loose, okay?
Oh, yeah.
I can't help that.
I know, but this is your name. That's what I'm saying. But when I look at it, I'm like, is he just like, I'm Luke Wang, you know what I'm saying? That's what's up.
That's not how it goes.
I know. That's what I'm saying. But in my head, it was that. And then I was like, because I think you would be in a fight with my girlfriend's family. Because her last name's Hyman. And they don't get along with the Wangs, dude. They're not down. They're not down. So I just... So I'm glad it was Wong.
Let me at him.
I'm glad it was Wong.
Let me at him. I'll break them all.
All right. What are we doing?
Let's talk about losing all your shit.
Losing all your Fuck shit. That. Okay. Right. Well... Jeremy just lost all his shit.
I just lost all my shit.
Like at a bus stop.
Like an hour ago?
About an hour ago. Hour and a half.
I want to call it donated, kind of.
Yeah. Donated?
Sure.
Yeah, donated.
To what? To karma?
No, just to the world. Like, I'm going to put everything important in my life. I'm going to file it in a certain way. I'm going to put it in its own little pocket, in a backpack, and then I'm just going to go put it on Pacific Avenue at a bus stop. And leave it there just for a little 2 hours.
Yeah.
If anybody wants it, it's there.
Up for grabs.
Yeah, so I was like, you know, because maybe somebody needs it more than me.
Yeah.
All my important
exactly.
shit. I was
All
doing some Buddhist shit.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I'm a fucking monk
Zen.
Now.
Hella yes. Zen. Yay!
That's awesome.
Yeah, dude, Jeremy's Woo. Our Lord and Savior.
Oh, clear.
Cool.
It feels kind of light, too.
Yeah.
I feel light. Like, yeah. I don't have my backpack.
You feel rejuvenated?
I think you're about to live 10 more years.
I just gained 10 years. He extended
his life. And that day, he gained 10 more years.
Wow.
Yeah. We haven't recorded a podcast in a little bit, right?
It's been a while.
Yeah, we've been editing them.
Yeah.
The old, because we have like a backlog.
The backlog that is gone.
The backlog that was in the computer
that
was in the backpack.
Yeah. The backpack backlog.
This is the first of the backlogs now. I'm sure it'll take you a minute to start editing on it because
this is the new backlog.
You don't really have something to edit on.
Yeah.
Oh.
Little realization.
Realization.
Just, take a second to
they just come through in flower. Like there's all these like weeds growing up, and then all of a sudden there'll be a little flower that's like
different complications.
Oh,
that's
gone forever. Oh, the sketchbook that you thought was lost last week, and that you had already been like, it's okay that it's lost. And then you drew in it a whole bunch when you got it back. What'd you say?
Come to grips with it,
yeah.
And then like lose it immediately.
Just really
again.
Lose it. Yeah. Lose it hard.
It's actually gone now.
Yeah, well, we'll see though. Maybe let's put out some good.
Find its way back to you.
Yes.
Some good vibes.
Yeah.
Yes. And this is relevant to the time because I think we're gonna try to make this the very first podcast that's never. You guys get to be witness to this. That's never gonna be edited unless there's like something too weird or I say some weird
say
child
some
porn
up
shit.
Untouched.
Well, there it is.
It's like honest.
I'll erase that.
It's honest.
It's honest.
Yes.
Yeah.
Honesty on Candy Teeth Radio.
Finally.
After all the bullshit, I just...
After all the bullshit, we want to broadcast it to you straight.
We're coming out of the cocoon.
Coming out as liars.
As liars.
No more lying, guys.
That was the old us.
Ian Wheelock was one of my students when I was an adjunct artist at
Tacoma.
Soda.
Tacoma School of the Arts.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Soda.
I forget that. I hate those things, too, with the letters when people use them. I'm like, I don't know what you just said.
Soda.
Yeah.
Soda.
So I like it that you came in with that.
Soda.
I didn't know what that stood for the longest fucking
time. Yeah, I just soda. Just, oh, you went to soda?
You went to soda. Cool. Like, I knew soda.
And yeah.
I was like, all right. Today I find out.
Yeah.
It was a weird place.
Yeah, it was a weird place, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was fun. It was kind of kooky. Jeremy's class was a lot of fun. We made puppets and watched movies.
Yeah.
About artists.
Thank you. We watched movies.
Comprehensive review of the class.
He was hungover.
And I was playing Pokemon because I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
I don't still play Pokemon, just kidding.
Ian was a badass, one of the badass students. And he still is. And if you want to check out, he does like comic art.
Yeah, I read a comic called Anime Goth.
Yeah. Where can people see it if they're trying to look on their phone?
Instagram.com, Anime Goth, for the updates on the book that is coming out very shortly, as well as the events. We did Art in the Ave the other day, where I got to showcase my friend Luke's car, which I got to completely draw all over.
So Luke Wong?
Luke Wong.
That's right.
The one who's here.
Is now it's an art car. It's basically a walking comic book. So
it's awesome.
Yeah.
We saw it on our on that.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. There, it actually has its own Instagram now as well. The Anime Goth Mobile.
Oh, wow.
Follow it to see the next excursion.
Anime Goth Mobile.
Oh, my God. I got to follow it right now. God damn it.
It's some next level. We're going to be...
What's going to happen next? Is it at Candy Teeth right now?
It's at Candy Teeth right now. It's downtown right now.
We should do a live. We'll do it in a minute.
We'll make a post in a second after we're done recording.
That's what I'm talking about. We'll go out there, do a live stream on it. We'll do it on Candy Teeth Radio.
Yeah.
So right now, if you're listening to this, you can go to Candy Teeth Radio on Facebook and look at it. And you'll be so excited because it's fucking nuts. So how did that go down? So you have a huge white car. What kind of car?
It's a Buick LeSabre 02 model.
Mm-hmm.
And how it happened was one night we were fucking bullshitting, getting baked to shit in a friend's apartment. Talking about potentially coming up and seeing some glass over the summer, staying for a couple weeks. And he was like, well, I bet I could... swing a job for you up there while you're there. And I was like, all right, I'll just stay for the entire summer. That's cool.
That's awesome.
We were deciding what car to drive, and I was like, yo, you want to draw on my car? Like, we could drive that up and do that. All right. it came together, and we made plans actually happen and solidify once we got here. But up until getting here, it was kind of just the vague idea of doing it.
It was an idea. It was like 3 months ago. We were just talking about it, and then he was like, "Yeah, draw over my car," and I thought I'd use the opportunity to advertise Anime Goth the comic.
It was like at a party or something. You started it.
So we started it at a toe jam, which was like a live art event. It was kind of hard to make art there. We were all crammed in a warehouse in the middle of Puyallup. There were like girls twerking on the merch booth, like people trying to like
hey, get off my merch.
People like rolling up on the car, like sitting on the car, like and then
as I pulled out of the garage where we were drawing, some dude decided to jump up and sit his ass on the trunk and smudge the entire thing, which we had done earlier that day.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's all cleaned up and covered now.
Yeah.
But like there was
still you're like, ugh.
I mean, yeah, we got it cleaned up, but it was just an annoying process.
Yeah, there was some rowdiness, but it was a lot of fun and it was like it was cool to start. We had to share the space with a projection artist who was, like, showing, like, projections in the corner, and every time we wanted to have our spotlight on to make work, she'd get really pissed off because her projection, like, was, like, not seen at all. So we were actually kind of, like, fighting for space.
Like, the battle was on.
At this, like, fat DJ warehouse party.
Yeah, it's like the modern day buskers fighting for the corner.
Yeah, exactly. But it was cool, and then we just kind of got it finished up at my house in UP over the last 3 weeks. And last week, I emailed the dude from Art on the Ave just to see if I could park it outside of my work, Scorpio Rising on 6th Avenue, vintage clothing store. Ad.
Shameless plug.
I emailed the dude, and he was like, that space is taken, but somebody just dropped out, so you can park your car.
Like, just all works out.
Yeah, so I got a space like 4 days before. We decided to stay up all day and night for 4 days and finish it.
That's what it looked like.
And now it's
completely we got it done. Though.
Wait a minute. When I say that's what it looked like, it's fucking dope. But I meant that's what it looks like. Like it's so much stuff. so much drawing.
Yeah, it's pretty, I definitely inspired by, like, Keith Haring, like, all over drawing, you know, just, like, covering that stuff up, you know, just doing it my own way.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That huge one on the trunk, is that what's on the trunk?
What, the huge what?
There's a big anime goth on the top, and then there's the letters on the hoods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I didn't see that when I was there, because I didn't look at the top.
We're going to get a good aerial shot of that and post it, because it's a little hard to see unless you're 8 feet tall.
Mm-hmm. The ladder is pretty good, though.
Yeah.
When you're in one of those big cities, man, and people are in those buildings looking down, it looks dope.
Well, yeah, so, yeah, we're going to be in the Pacific Northwest, like Seattle, Portland, until early August, and then we'll be driving down the coast, so you'll be able to see our excursions on Anime Goth Mobile.
We'll be posting on the way down. That's dope.
Yeah.
That'll be a fun thing.
Yeah, just keep it going.
Every time we stop to take a piss, we'll take a photo of the car and post where we're at.
That's what I'm talking about. It's like what I do with the puppets, but it's your car.
Yeah. Same thing.
It's awesome.
Well, speaking of Anime Goth, your comic's great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You checked it out?
Yeah, totally.
Nice.
What is VCRX?
VCRX is, so cassette is like a life cassette. This character, he's a giant VHS tape, so he's bigger than your average cassette tape. You know? So he's like 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's a big ass cassette.
So he requires.
He's bigger than the kids in the strip.
He's bigger than all the kids. He's the tallest character that I draw in the comic, and he requires a much larger VCR to be played on. So Anime Goth orders a VCR X from Japan, which is like a giant box, like you're shipping a house, like over, and he plugs cassette in. And basically, you just get this little advertisement, like buy VHS tapes, like
buy small ones.
Yeah, you just learn that he's kind of only an advert, like a marketing, like the he's just like this dude that just kind of comes around, but he's actually kind of a relic from the late 80s who's kind of been around, you know.
He's like done working though.
He's done. Yeah,
he's kicking.
Yeah, he's done working. And Anime Goth, in Anime Goth Volume 2, he's homeless though.
Yeah.
Because he's like way past his heyday, and he's like living on the floor, and
this is too close to home.
Yeah, Kanoko like flips him a couple bucks, and he turns that into a sack, and then he starts flipping some sacks, and then by the end he's like hella rich.
Entrepreneur.
So he's an entrepreneurial now that he like they don't make VHS tapes anymore. He just kind of he's a schemer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He's
got to figure out ways to
get a hustler.
He's a hustler. But yeah, I love VHS tapes, VCRs. I collect VHS tapes. They're like, you can get them for like five for like a dollar at some places, you know? I just found Warner Brothers wartime cartoons. So it's all the Bugs Bunny and Daffy Ducks, like with Hitler and all the stuff that like
the good stuff,
all the stuff that Warner Bros. Like when they publish it now, they're like, this does not like these are not the views expressed like anymore.
The disclaimer.
The money people had no idea what's going on.
Yeah, they like. Well, but that stuff was actually like honestly almost like A, propaganda, and B, news back in the day, because that would be shown in theaters, and it, before, like, news or film, and people would be like, oh, yeah, that's what's up, like, fuck the Japs, fuck Hitler, and, like, along with the cartoonists, since that's what the cartoonists were thinking about at the time, you know?
Totally.
So, it's, like, it's good not to hide that stuff, but just to say, you know, that's happened, that's what we were thinking about during this really fucked up period of time.
Dude, the Japanese internment camps that were here at the Puyallup Fair,
mm-hmm.
I didn't know about those until maybe 3 years ago, four years ago.
Really, yeah.
My whole life, I lived here my whole life. I went to the Puyallup Fair
every year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just partied down with some sugar.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Some roller coaster, some G-Force.
Yeah.
Yep. You never know what ancient burial ground you're standing on.
Dude, for sure. Like, all the stories about the Chinese here, too. Like, all that old stuff that I didn't know anything about, and I started researching stuff.
Chinese Reconciliation Park.
Come on.
Why does that exist, you know?
But that's whack, though. It's like a whack. They're like, hey.
It's whack. It's whack. It's whack, but why does it exist?
It's there.
You know, you gotta think about it. Like, why do we need to reconcile? Because, like, that's what it is. It's a reminder. Like, it's not giving back, but it's like, we fucked up.
Yeah, don't fuck up again.
Don't fuck up again, but history, you know.
Woo. You know the rest.
Here we are. Once again.
So after you left Soda, you went to...
Well, I took a semester off.
Oh, to learn a little bit about life.
I learned a little bit about life and a little bit about corporate life at a unnamed, organic, all-natural grocery store. That was recently bought by Amazon.
Nobody's going to figure that out.
No, nobody.
So you worked
there? So I worked there. I dealt with a little bit of, you know, post-graduation depression. Uh-huh. I wrote Anime Goth Volume 1. I had an art show. I had a girlfriend who lived in Seattle, and that was intense.
That's cool.
It was cool, and then it, like, exploded, and then, like, I had to take anxiety medication. But now I'm good!
Yeah!
So that was right after I graduated high school. I wrote Anime Goth Volume 1, and I worked. But I went crazy. I was like, what am I doing? Why aren't I going to art school? Why aren't I, you know, continuing with that? So the spring semester, I started attending California College of the Arts, spring 2016.
That's where the most famous intern, Candy Tooth Creative,
UD Knighton. That's how I found out about the school.
Wow.
And UD Knighton, who took some time off for personal reasons,
right,
she's 2 years older than me, are now going in our fourth semester. We're like literally the exact same placement. So that's now, like, I never got to go to school with UD, but now, like, we get to be homies in Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be cool.
And UD's a badass. I try to talk about how UD's a badass.
She is a badass. She needs to know that. UD's a badass.
Yeah, that's it. I just need another witness.
Yeah.
I think everybody witnesses it.
Yeah.
I think she needs to hear it.
Yeah.
You're badass.
You kick ass.
So, what was it like when you left? Going from Soda was like...
Soda was like everything, because it was like there was music and there was dancing and there was, you know, acting and the whole theater department. And I was really into songwriting. Like, I left with like a visual, illustration, you know,
major,
you know,
high school major.
Degree.
Yeah.
High school degree, GED. But I took 6 semesters of songwriting while I was there. So I like learned how to play guitar. And I learned about, like, how music was made, and it kind of just, like,
awesome.
Totally blew my mind. And so now I go to completely visual-based school, which is, like, more intensive on what I'm about, and there's more facets for me to go into and to learn. But there isn't, like, that performing arts aspect that I actually, like, didn't know I really liked until it was gone.
That's what happens.
And now I'm shedding a little tear just thinking about it. But that was a beautiful thing about Soda, was there was just so much going on, and, like, even if, like, you're focused on one thing, you could try some other stuff out. Like, I love to jam with my friends, and I'd love to, like, be in a band one day, you know? It's just, like, but it's because I had that foundation, like, I feel, like, you know, confident enough to be able to go out and do that one day, which I wouldn't be able to do if I didn't go there.
Totally.
So that's cool, and there's a bunch of people who are really into music at CCA, but like I said, it's you got the craft departments, you got the old school art, which is like drawing, painting, and you know, old school photography, printmaking, lithograph, like screen printing, ceramics. And then now you have this whole other like industrial design part of the school.
Ooh.
Which is like, you know, furniture and glass blowing and interaction design, which is app making and like.
What are you going there for?
I'm a jewelry major there, and that program is actually really great. Also kind of underfunded.
Yeah.
That sort of goes without saying for most of the craft departments.
Yeah.
But the jewelry department also has some really good instructors, and it's a good time. They really helped me express my own interests. Like, this last semester, I've done a lot of political art, mostly stemming from Trump's election, you know?
Wait, is this like that right-wing thing that you showed me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I showed you that, wing that I made.
Do you want to give the people your Instagram real quick, and they could go check that wing out?
My Instagram is Wong_Luke, Wong, WANG_LUKE. It's pretty cool. You don't get the full weight of the whole thing from a photo.
Yeah.
But I did what I could, you know? I put a hammer in there to show how big the thing was, but still on a square photo on Instagram, you can't really like do it justice.
Right.
You gotta see the thing in person, which is also difficult considering it's in Oakland.
Yeah. My eyesight's fucked.
Yeah, so he does the jewelry stuff, which you can see on there, but he also does glass blowing, which is what brought this topic up and why he is in Tacoma, Washington, the city of glass.
See what's up.
City of crystal. City of glass. But so yeah, he's doing some glass blowing in Tacoma this summer, at Hilltop Artists.
Yeah.
Local, like, you know, hot shop funded by Dale Chihuly, Jason Lee Middle School at Wilson High School, giving kids opportunities to do some dangerous art, some exciting stuff.
Dangerous art.
It is.
It really is
like,
dangerous art.
If I see that, like, on the list of, like, classes you could take, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, ooh, dangerous art.
Dangerous
take that
art.
Art.
Yeah.
Can I take
I'm
that,
about to be a badass.
Can I take that first and second period?
You know, for what it is, it's pretty dangerous. Those things are pretty fucking hot. You
no,
know,
for sure.
Kids don't want to touch that. And you know, even middle school kids understand, like, oh shit, that thing is metal and it's glowing red hot. Probably shouldn't touch it, you know? Uh-huh. So when we're telling them stuff in the hot shop and we're like, hey, don't do that, normally the kids are like, okay, don't do that. I'm going to get fucked up.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't want to get my face burned up.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Out of students that listen to you, I feel like the more dangerous it is, the more that they understand clearly to themselves that it's dangerous, the more that they'll be willing to listen to your instructions.
Yeah, now they're trying to learn. They're like, wait, how do I not get burned the shit out of
here? Yeah, and there's a lot of skills in there, just learning, like, right from wrong.
Dude, I was just at Pilchep Glass School. My buddy runs Lampwork Glass Supply.
Yep.
And so he got invited there for, like, an open house, but it was, like, the end of their term or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so this place is like a camp, like a grown-up camp
to
go blow glass and just be at camp, but you're old, and you just get to blow glass and, like, kick it at camp.
Sick, right?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah. Actually, CCA offers, in the glass program, one full and one half scholarship to go to Pilchuck in the summer.
Yeah,
as do Hilltop Artists. It's a cool place. I mean, that's a glass community, though. It's super close.
Yeah.
Like, everybody knows each other, and everybody wants to work together and learn from each other. Like,
yeah.
It's not competitive.
At all.
In the way that, like, a lot of other fine arts are, because people have to, like, work with each other, because it is hard and dangerous, and, like, you're up all night, like, working with these supplies, but, like, that's the best way to do it, you know?
Yeah, well, there was some badasses there where it's, like, they're making a bead or something, and my buddy Amir, he was, like, hey, you know, how much are you selling this one for? And he's like, that one's already sold. It's not done yet.
Yeah.
He's like, that one's already sold for $4,000. Woo! And I was all, what, dude? I'm in the wrong fucking business. What the hell are you talking about? You just made a bead? That thing took him like 6 hours, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow.
But he's a badass,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And the bead was fucking intense, but I'm still like, god damn, that's a car, dude.
That's a good hourly rate.
Yeah, that's a good hourly rate. That's what was going down there. But so that badass of a dude has all these people around him just watching his techniques, and he's like showing them, telling them.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like, no.
It's not like, get away.
That's my technique. No.
He just grew like a crazy villain mustache.
That's what I'm talking about. I don't like those people.
Yeah, it's like,
it's like backwards thinking, and that means you're weak.
Weird.
That means you're weak. That's like a sign of you being weak. Grow up, motherfuckers. Sorry, I lost all my shit. I can get like this.
Yeah.
And I had some tequila right before I figured it out.
Go fund Jeremy.
Yeah, go fund Jeremy. By this time, you might really, that might be a real thing. So, we should probably go to the question from the Weird Beard.
Question.
Let's look at this. Question from the Weird Beard. Oh, we got something.
What is it?
Sorry about the late miss. And it's a video. You guys get to watch it.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
The listening audience doesn't. I'm sorry about that. But maybe we'll post it. But
maybe.
Probably not.
If you're lucky.
Yeah. Just go there and check.
Hello, Jeff and Jeremy.
Hi.
Hello, Ian.
Hi.
Great first name, by the way.
And Luke.
First, I'd like to ask if you're a goth and an anime, or is there an anime that dwells deep within your gothness? Secondly, I'm also told You went to soda, which to my experience means that your two favorite things are loitering somewhere in downtown Tacoma and doing drugs. If you'll forgive my ignorance, what comes after your eventual art degree and subsequent disillusionment with the art world?
Oh, he showed his face!
Oh my god!
The weird beard showed his face just for a second! He gives little teasers like that.
Who is that guy? Who is that guy?
He did leave a clue as to his name, yeah, but did. We're not gonna talk about that.
He's being a little cynical today.
Oh man.
Yeah, he has a little. See, he turns into a dick sometimes.
Yeah, well, I'm excited to answer. So I would say, probably started out more anime. You know, I was, like, very colorful, and I liked all the weird, bubbly... I ate a lot of sugar. I was addicted to sugar as a child. I think that was where the drugs came in, was the drugs that, you know, the little kid drugs.
Yeah, I have that. I'm hooked on little kid drugs now.
Yeah, exactly. We all are.
Yeah.
Everyone, sugar, you're eating it right now, I promise.
Yeah, it's in your teeth right now.
In your blood.
It's eating you right now.
But then the darkness, I think, you know, it's in there. Sometimes it's out. I don't know if it's come out all the way. You know, there's dark days, but you know, the darkest day hasn't come, I don't think. So anything could happen, but
way to stay optimistic.
I think it's anime then goth, you know. I think it's red in that order.
Hmm.
It's in that order for a reason.
Yeah, but anime goth is actually more of a goth.
Yeah.
The character. He's the goth facet, and then he's also into it, but I would consider him a little bit more.
For sure.
Yeah, he's not me. He's a facet of me. Mm-hmm. All cartoon characters are a facet of their creator. You can't not have a character that isn't based on yourself, or a puppet that is not based on yourself.
Or 400,000.
Or a million.
A lot of facets.
And then the next question, something about me being a loitering drug addict or something.
You need a replay on that question?
No, I think what. So he was asking about what was after the degree and the cynical. How cynical am I, maybe, about the art world or where that fits in?
And your subsequent disillusionment with the art world.
The subsequent disillusionment. Yeah, that comes and goes all the time because, you know, I see it happen. I see people, you know, get places, and then I see people get fucked over, and I see people work really hard and not get anywhere, so, you know, it's all bullshit that you have to play along with. So, like, luckily, like, I've been disillusioned, and I'm forever disillusioned, so I think I'm cool, like, in my own little bubble.
Oh, you're locked in.
I feel a little bit locked in. Yeah. I feel like, you know, art's always been bullshit, like, you know?
So, I'm all, yes! Yes!
Artists...
Speak, my student!
Artists for the bullshitters. So I think I'm good.
I think I'm gonna make it.
And as well. For afterwards, I'm trying to get into some animation, you know. So I'd love to work with a studio. I'd love to do some art direction, some character design, some storyboarding, some conceptualization.
Yeah.
Comics, you know, animation, you know, that kind of stuff. And also, I love to paint. I got really into oil painting last year, which is kind of like let me express myself in like a really weird way that makes me feel like one of those old like asshole fine artists, you know, because you're like all high on the fumes.
It's the romantic side.
It's the romantic side. It's like the crying because it's not done, but when it's done, it's crying because it's done.
So joyous.
Yeah, it's like, it's definitely the most emotional art I think I've done, and I really like how it makes me feel. I'm trying to paint more. I like to draw a lot, so I'm trying to fit in the painting more, but you know, I would like to continue with that and see where the painting goes. I've been lucky enough to have a few art shows in the Tacoma area. I'd love to continue doing that with drawings and paintings, you know. I also I make clothes for Anime Goth, and also I have a brand called Tacoma Surf Club that they sell at ETC on 9th and Pacific. I like doing that. I love clothes. I love vintage clothes. I'm always buying and selling vintage clothes. I like to make clothes. So, you know, all that stuff. I really like collaborating with artists, like, you know.
Keep talking.
From, like, every aspect of art.
Let me interrupt the shit out of you real quick. Ready?
There's a lot of stuff to do after art school. Anyway.
I just went into my own shit. I'm one of those people that just takes what people are talking about and turns it into my own shit and like start thinking about my own shit.
Yeah.
And I just got back from a super successful trip to California.
Yes.
Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to be working on the Believables as a series to pitch to a real dude that's already established.
Yes.
And part of the whole thing, the whole company that we're building, is going to be collaborating with artists who have clothing lines that work at thrift stores. So
all the things you just said.
Yeah. Everything you just said, that whole explanation is like who I'm looking for. And we're collaborating with them. We've already talked with some people like Houdini and Curtis Ashby, Cashman.
Of course.
Paper Diamonds.
Birds.
Bird up. Yeah, Birdman.
Bird up.
Bird up. So we talked to him about doing it, but then I want it to be where it's where you can make up your own clothing line, you know?
Yeah.
But, or you can have it be your thing, like Paper Diamonds. If he chose to do that, he could do that, but he can make up a
or
puppet.
Or a new concept.
Yeah, a new concept that's in the puppet world. But then where the puppets or toys and all this other stuff we're planning is sold, the clothing will be sold for real.
It'll be made for the puppets.
Yeah, but then it's for you. You buy it.
And, oh, okay, fuck yeah.
Bucky, you like see Bucky's shirt,
mm-hmm.
and he has a Paper Diamond shirt.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing a Paper Diamonds ad. Paper Diamonds shirt. Then you're like, oh, that shirt's tight. You know?
Want it?
I want it.
You can have it.
It's over there on the rack.
We have normal size
with that whole Candy Teeth rack. You know, that has all the collaborators.
So basically, we got human sized ones.
You went back.
That's good.
So basically, we're dropping bombs. Lots of shit's in the works.
That's all I'm trying to say.
While we're talking about shit that's in the works, I got some designs for some roach clip rings going on.
Yeah.
They'll have hinges. They'll switch up, come up and hold your roach so that you don't burn your fingers.
It pops up. I would have burned my finger.
This is Shark Tank.
Yeah.
We're just pitching ideas.
We're doing
all
Shark
right.
Tank.
That's a thing.
I'm Shark giving my shit away.
Around, that's a definite thing. Another hopeful thing is I have a friend who blows boro, which is pipe glass.
Right.
And since I work with metal, I was thinking about making some sleeves, sticking them in there, blowing through them, and making a pipe out of it. Selling those to head shops, because I've never seen something like
that. So the metal will be around it.
Yeah.
Ooh, never seen that ever, and I've seen a lot of stuff.
Have you seen that in a head shop?
Stop saying that on the podcast, man.
Well, by the time you can edit and do all this shit, and you're actually, like, capable of releasing this...
Yeah.
We'll have started it.
Yeah, yeah. The whole company will be done.
No. The empire will be built.
That's what's happening.
Yeah. We're also doing, we're collaborating, we're going to be doing anime goth earrings. So,
yes, we are.
Yeah, so the cross earrings, which I have to make myself because they're really hard to find, I'm just going to make them.
Make them, you're going to cast them, or what are you going to do?
Well, maybe. Maybe I'll
fabricate
them. Oh, you
got to figure it out. Yeah.
Also, we can take a block of steel. Cut out a shape.
Yeah.
That is the cross that we want.
Yeah.
Put some sheet metal in it. Take a hammer to it. Pop it right out. Pretty much machine made every time.
Wow.
Yep.
I like you guys.
There are a lot of ways around issues.
Metal.
Metal.
The metal. I wanted to get into music.
All
right. Right. So I like music. I like a lot of different kinds of music. And, like, when I'm working, I like music. When I lose all my shit, like a backpack full of my whole life, I like music.
Getting drunk.
Different kind of music.
Listening to some sad music. Crying. Yep. Breaking shit.
So let's say Ian Wheelock is just, he's by himself tonight. He's not out partying. Cool. You know, that guy. He's doing the inside. He's doing the inside where he's by himself.
The emo night.
Yeah, emo night. That's what it is.
Yeah,
it is.
And you're just no friends. You're not even trying to call friends or anything, though. It's not like you're sad.
No,
you're
I can't.
Yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gotcha.
It's like some dark night.
Yeah.
It's a dark night. I might be staying up late, making a piece.
Supposed to be raining, but we don't know if it is.
It's probably raining. Mm-hmm. If I'm here, it's and I'm inside, it's probably raining.
That is the serious, right?
What I am listening to at that hour, probably some Depeche Mode.
Whoa.
I'm probably listening to some dark, some industrial, sad boy, kind of new wavy, like some harder early stuff, you know?
Yeah.
I really like, I love some Depeche Mode, mm-hmm. some Black Celebration.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I'm doing like an all night, or like, or I'll pop on some Zeppelin.
Yeah, just go.
Just go.
Just go. You can go all day.
Go all day with some Zeppelin. Put on 2, put on 3, put on 4, put on House of the Holy, put on fucking...
My girlfriend had Zeppelin day the other day at the house.
Mm-hmm.
All day.
All day.
Yeah. It wasn't bad, though.
No. No.
I like that.
Since I've been loving you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll probably be listening to that on a dark night. You can probably find that in my record stack, for sure.
You nice. Play records, like vinyl records?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I like records and VHS tapes the most. Those are definitely mm-hmm. my main forms of media
yeah.
that I buy, other than like going on the internet.
I like to get the VHS tapes from the thrift store, like, you know, the, like, $5 ones.
Yeah.
I like to get the ones that are, like,
like, ones that people made?
Yeah, where it's, like, lists, like, 4 movies on the side, or, like, whatever, and I'm like, you
those
never know what the fuck is on there.
Dude,
I found some crazy shit.
I just got a gold mine.
Because their
oh,
contacts
yeah.
are fucked up or something.
Oh, yeah. All, but even just, like, just crazy
what's
shit.
What's
like,
on it.
Yeah.
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 I just found, like, ones that are, like, people's home movies and shit
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
Totally. So good.
I just found all my mom's old VHS tapes, and I got a tape that just said music videos on it. 3 hours of MTV recordings from like the mid '80s. Like,
awesome.
Yeah, like I'll have to bring it over sometime. We'll probably have to
can
catalog
I dub that
it.
From you?
Yes. Yeah, you can copy it over.
He has
the stuff.
He has
wow.
the stuff.
Cool.
Oh yeah, totally.
That's awesome.
I have like 400 tapes, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'd love to check out your.
Yeah,
collection.
You should probably come over and look through them. Yeah,
right.
I'm really into it. It's just like literally the cheapest thing you can collect, and it's like. You can't find a lot of that shit online, you know.
No,
like
some of it's never.
Some
it's
of it's
one
never
of a kind.
Been, mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of it is, and that's where a lot of like old viral videos were found, like the Winnebago Man. Like,
like I mean, I don't know what you're talking about.
It's just like old weird shit that floats around, you know.
Yeah.
It's cool.
I love that shit. So yeah, anytime I see where, if it says like. Something, something, 93 or whatever. Like, I'm like, get it, because that's somebody's home movie, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But even the ones that are just, like, taped from TV,
I have one.
Get those.
I have one that just says Dragon Stuff.
Shit, dude.
Dragon Stuff.
Whoa.
Damn.
I tried to play it once. I don't think anything happened, but it was Dragon Stuff.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was great. It was...
I
yeah.
wish it played something, though.
I saw...
It was just some dude's, like, eclectic collection of, like... Evidence of dragons.
Are you kidding me? I love that tape so fucking bad.
I would
bad.
Tell
you,
are you fucking kidding me? Of course I would.
The guy
evidence.
Made that tape? Are you kidding
when
me?
When I was a kid, I fucking wanted dragons to be real so bad.
Wow.
Dragons are real.
If they were real now,
dragons
that'd be dope.
Real.
Oh,
it's not
shit.
A joke. All right, Jeremy. When you get your... when you donate your backpack to a bus stop... for 2 hours and then it's gone, and then you go home and you go a little crazy.
Yeah.
What do you listen to?
I'm gonna listen to. Hold on a second.
Decisively, I will be listening to.
Yeah, I will.
In the near future.
Well, I think that I'm gonna have to go like. I was thinking of going Rasta right off the bat. Just go Rasta.
Some feel good stuff just to like shake it off.
Yeah, just go Rasta. And then just a try to, like, not even, just try to
not
be like, yeah, this
yeah.
is the way it's supposed
just
to
like
be.
Just, like, ride the wave.
Yeah, Three Little Birds, right. That's
yeah.
what I'm talking
see,
about.
But, I mean, that's cool and everything, but you don't want to be suppressing shit, right?
Yeah, that's...
You might want to rock that Mastodon CD and then switch to the...
Mastodon?
I would throw on some Death Grips, yo. When
Death
I,
Grips.
When I throw on Death Grips, I really like it because all my emotions, like, get, like, tuned out because my brain's just being rattled. It's good for wanting to feel like nothing.
I'm into that.
It's a good feeling.
Because I just need to get through this really intense first part.
Right.
And then I can expand into the new butterfly.
After you've chilled out a second.
That doesn't have a computer or a fucking recorder
Saint Gregory.
Or all this shit, everything
Saint Gregory.
I fucking want.
Because you donated your goods. You
Saint Gregory.
Saint
I
Gregory.
Gave it up.
Saint Gregory.
Jeremy.
Saint Jeremy.
Saint Jeremy of Pacific stuff.
Saint Jeremy of Pacific Island. I like that. It's got
forever.
A nice
prophet.
Ring to it.
The
forever.
Prophet.
The prophet. That's
for
it.
Your profit.
No, Jeremy's not painting any more murals. All the murals about to be painted of Jeremy.
It's switching.
Switching up the game.
Did you paint one of Jeremy?
Jeremy, can you paint a mural of yourself? No, I don't do that anymore.
That was the best one ever.
All right, well, that was fun.
Yeah, it was.
Stay alive. Bulls magic, bulls magic, bulls magic, bulls magic.